right, here we are. Another wonderful day that the Lord has made in our communion class. We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing, all the things you're up to. And Lord, I thank you for including us and to be involved with it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. When the Holy Spirit's moving, when he's moving by his spirit, and whenever we obey him, we're moving by his spirit. And we're linked to what he's doing. Every time we obey him and finish what he gives us to do, we're linked to what he's up to. Not only that, the works that he calls us to finish is linked to other works. And it all works together.
So we're a body fitly joined together.
Fitly joined together. I love it. As we discern his body, last week we left off on page 31 in our Holy Communion book. This is Health and Wholeness Through the Holy Communion by Joseph Prince. And his footnote was, as you partake of his broken body, know that his body was broken so that yours can be whole. And as the revelation flows through the people of God, we're part of a greater work. We discern his broken body and we receive healing. And we discern his the people of God, his body. And we can receive revelation and wholeness through their works as well. But he's focusing now on the broken body. He said, this is the last paragraph on page 31. He said, and as you partake of his broken body, know that his body was broken so that yours can be whole. When you partake in this spirit of faith, something happens to your body. You become strong, healthy, and you will live long. Amen. This was the intent of God, the love of God expressed all the way to the point of our healing. Spiritually, the words of God is spoken, by, especially by anointed people. And it's the end result is health and wholeness and relationship with God. Amen. And we can live healthy and we can live long. There are so many interferences. The enemy don't want you to have it. God gave us the promised land and the enemy's trying to block it.
That's right.
Focusing on what he did, receiving his word, helps us to overcome all the... Mm-hmm. It helps us to live above the snake line. You know, on high mountains, snakes only go so far. The atmospheric pressure is too much for them, or it's something they don't like about the elevation.
Yeah, the attitude, they can't survive in that attitude.
Yeah, and so when people that frequent the mountains, they make a marker. This is a snake line. There are no more snakes past this point.
Yeah.
Well, when you receive God's word in your heart, you become fortified and you become stronger. You live by the knowledge of God. It's in your heart. It comes out of your mouth because it's in your heart. And when you speak God's word by faith, you activated your faith.
Amen.
When you act on your faith, you activated your faith. Mm-hmm. And when we see what Jesus did, we rise above the snake line. All the naysay of the world, we rise above it and take, and even the naysay of our own mind, we overcome all of it and we live far above the snake line and we get healed.
You know, Ephesians says it this way, that we are seated with him in heavenly places far above all principality, powers, and might. Yeah. They're under our feet.
Under our feet. And we see it that way as the word is formed in our heart. Now, I didn't know nothing about the snake line. So Perry Stone mentioned that. I said, wow, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I did. It was a few months ago. He talked. I said, I love this guy. You know, I love the men and women of God. Mm-hmm. I said, that will preach all kind of ways. And it's true. When we receive his word and a visual of what he done, even the works in your life that God has done, people see it. They can receive faith from seeing you live. Seeing your love, your wisdom, mm-hmm. your decision-making process, and then the advice you give and the counsel you give, all by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he didn't just come to save a few. He wants everybody. That's everybody possible.
Yeah. Yes, yes,
he
yes.
He said something about Perry Stein. He said something we all know, but it's good to know even deeper. He said to Doug, you know, God says he has plans for us. He said every one of us have that perfect plan of God.
Yeah.
And God wants good for us. It's up to us to walk in that plan. We have to choose. But when you're above the snake line because of what you fellowship with, you're in that perfect plan of God.
Yeah, yeah. And when God says something, you don't let it drop. You do something with it. I can't count the things I let drop. And I got tired of letting things drop. And I said, this got to start. I got to obey you. Mm-hmm. I have probably had as many failures or more than successes. But I go back and I ask the Lord, how did I get to this point? Why didn't I can't go forward? And he'll answer me. Mm-hmm. Then I know what to attack. If as you grow from glory to glory, you get stronger and stronger.
It just came in my mind, too. It's exactly the same. Faith, glory, glory.
Yeah.
That's what you were doing.
Uh-huh. And then...
And you know why you get stronger in his glory? Because you're in his presence.
Yeah, yeah.
In his presence, you're changed.
Yeah.
And he's always there.
Yeah, and the word of God is his presence.
You're not aware of it. You're not always with him. Yeah. That's the problem. He's always there telling you what's right and wrong.
Yeah.
What to do. But when you follow that perfect, simple Holy Spirit, don't make
yes.
it complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Just be obedient to
yeah.
every little thing.
Mm-hmm. You can get to know God so much more.
Ooh,
and
Lord.
Faster if you when you're obeying.
Yes.
I was a shy person. I was selectively quiet when I was coming up. I didn't talk much. I listened. Because there were things I wanted to know. I would listen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're quiet like that, you get overlooked. And you know, and I got overlooked. And I got used you get used to patterns. But when God tell you to do something, you have to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a stumbling block for me. I had to get over that. I had to make changes, you know, as an adult. I had to make many changes. This class has helped me. When I first came, I didn't talk. I didn't project my voice good. It's a lot of things, you know, little quirks. But as you go forward.
Now, he's one of, he's just great in his teaching now. First, he started, I said, you're getting up there, you're going to do it. And it's just amazing what God does when we.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remind this class again why you established this class? One of the reasons, there's plenty for Elizabeth.
Well, I saw a need to have a platform
yeah.
for people like you, like me, like mm-hmm. David, you know, and like
yeah.
the rest of them. They needed that platform
yeah.
to help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've seen some amazing things.
We all did. Everybody.
Amen. But you just, I mean.
Everybody in this room has said something that really helped me.
Amen.
And that's how the body works. The love of God. You receive. You can go so much further. You have insights. You can go so far with just you and the Lord. But when you have other people, you have other perceptions, you have other people's visions, and when they express it and talk about it, it works. All you have to do is receive it and just go with it. And the body of Christ gets stronger and stronger when that kind of love is in action. When you can receive from people and speak what they, you know, I can't get all the insight. The word said we know, the reason we know in part, we're just getting started. We're made in God's image.
Yes.
You understand, God was light and he had to learn everything. He chose the path of light only. And you can't just choose the light, you have to simultaneously reject the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way we go forward. Sometimes people, they're receiving revelation, but they're not rejecting the darkness.
That's what's wrong with a lot of people's faith.
Yeah, and the darkness is...
The light's there, so that's 30-fold or 10-fold or
yeah.
15-fold.
And
Jesus walked totally in the light. Look
yeah.
at his results.
And he always rejected the darkness.
Yes.
He spoke out against it. You have to speak out against it. When he was tempted by the devil, he didn't just say, well, I'm not going to eat that stone. He quoted the word.
Mm-hmm.
Man shall not live by bread alone. He rejected what Satan said. If you be the Son of God, throw yourself off of this mountain. And then Satan misquoted the scripture, and he said, you don't tempt God. He rejected what he said. You know, the same thing with the last temptation. He rejected. Mm-hmm. You speak life, and you reject darkness. And then you're told you can do anything at that point. You can,
but
that's how you
automatically happen, did it?
No.
You spent time with the Father, listened to the Father.
Yeah. These are the intricate things we learn when we dedicate ourselves to follow the Lord.
Amen.
When you're enhanced in every way.
Mm-hmm. May I suggest, this is what he told me, and I've been writing down everything he's told me since 96.
Wow.
Journal. Uh-huh. Like the date, the time. He said, Deborah, if it's important enough for me to say, it's important enough for you to write it down.
Ooh, yeah.
So we all need a journal. It's good to keep it and know it. Mm-hmm. But we need to keep a journal of everything that he says. And I notice that when there are periods when I'm not writing a lot, it's because I'm going my own way. But there are times when there's just every detail. Like when he told me, if you'll spend more time with me, I'll spend less time getting you out of trouble with more time.
This is Holy Ghost wisdom.
Yes.
When you receive the light and reject the darkness,
mm-hmm.
In the hard days, you can go back and read that journal.
Well, Miss Mary, you talk to dumb children different than you talk to smart people. You do. You got kids, you speak to the dumb ones differently than you speak to the smart ones.
And that don't mean they're going to stay dumb. It just means that moment they're dumb.
Yeah.
I can tell my dumb parents by what he said.
Sometimes the Lord will give you wisdom and just make you laugh at yourself. You know?
Yeah.
I love God. He's practical.
Yes.
And he's good to know. You know, you get to know him by hearing him out. Not just hearing him. Sometimes the Lord will start speaking, and he'll say something that you love, and you run with it. But if you hear him out, you know, that includes go back and ask all your questions. We don't need to walk around with questions. We need to answer. We need answers for our questions. Because if we're going to follow him and do all this in his heart, we got to know him. Daniel said, those that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits.
Amen.
It's not, good intentions are great. Faith is great. But those that know the Lord will finish the course.
Idea.
Live high above the snake line.
Can I say something about communion?
Mm-hmm.
It's in Hebrews 6:17. Wherefore God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, that's the blood and that's the wine.
Wow.
In which is impossible for God to lie. So
uh-huh.
Anything that, when we take that, remember that it's impossible for God to lie.
Amen.
We might have a strong consolation. That means an encouragement. We are encouraged by taking communion.
Yeah.
Who are fled for refuge, we lay hold upon the hope set before us. The hope that's in that communion. Hope is very important in communion.
Yeah.
Because after you take it, you know most assuredly, because hope is something that is sure and steadfast,
yeah,
that we have by those immutable counsels, which are unchangeable, uncorruptible, anything wrong, that we have the hope set before us, and that's what we take in communion.
Mm.
And it's an anchor for our soul.
Yeah.
Remember, communion is an anchor for our soul.
Wow.
It's sure and steadfast, and we enter into that within the veil. In other words, the whole heavens itself, the Holy of Holies.
Yeah, and you're
powerful.
It is.
It is.
We put things in motion and it can't be reversed.
Right, and it's a hope. That communion's hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's knowing God can't lie.
Yeah, he can't. And our salvation is steadfast. Our
yes.
healing is steadfast.
Yes. God gives
our
us
walk
so
with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, take communion.
Yes, amen.
On page
That's
64,
good.
He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing,
yes,
my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive.
Amen.
This statement is full of wisdom, power, and knowledge.
Yes.
We've been given his righteousness.
Yes.
And we've been given his healing. And then he was healed.
Glory.
He said, continuing, thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin.
Yes.
I thank you that your blood has made me righteous, and as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and perfect prosperity.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you because you first loved me.
Amen.